You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. It probably comes as no surprise that Springfield's District 186 is struggling to make ends meet and is facing a major deficit for the coming school year. Well, I'm joined by Adam Lopez and Catherine Eastfold. They are both behind efforts that would pose the question to area voters on whether or not they would support an increase in their taxes to help local schools. Eastfold is part of the community group Invest in 186 and wants a property tax referendum, while Lopez is the school board's vice president and wants a countywide sales tax referendum instead. Catherine, I'm going to start with you. Why did you decide to get behind the property tax effort?
So I started this last summer after a lot of conversations with parents, both before and during my school board campaign and then throughout the summer. And there was so much frustration about the budget cutting year after year, and revenues were something that came up in conversation a lot. And then when school board president Chuck Flamini mentioned it at a meeting that he believed the community needed to take some responsibility for the schools and for school funding, I decided, you know, let's get this conversation started in a more formal way and see where it goes. We were originally looking at this November for that to go on the ballot, but it was never, the intention was never that there was one set date and that's what we had to shoot for. It was just to start that conversation, see where we were with the board, see where we were with the community, and that's what we're doing. So it's very open-ended right now. We're just continuing to amass support.
And have you found very much support so far?
We found a great deal of support among parents, teachers, ordinary community members, people who have grandchildren in the schools, people who went through the schools. What's going on right now is I think there's some confusion about when this is going to be on the ballot. Is the board going to back it? Are our various community groups going to back it, and community leaders and the teachers union? And it's kind of a question of who's going to jump in first. And so we just have to continue to talk about these issues. Obviously, the season of budget cutting that we've embarked on now, yet again for a third straight year, is something that's going to put this first and foremost in people's minds. And we're just going to see where we go from there.
And so, Adam, you decided that pushing for a countywide sales tax hike would be a better idea. Why is that?
My thinking was you can get county support on this. And I reached out to the superintendents before, you know, after I brought this up and saw where they stood. And every superintendent and every school district needs the money. I have strong support from numerous school districts that want to jump in right now, but of course they're waiting on us, and it's something I believe that can pass, and I'm waiting to see also. There's a lot of sales tax that will be on the ballot, so we'll see how those do, and then we'll go from there.
And so I want to ask both of you where your campaigns currently stand and if this is something you're seriously pursuing yet when it comes to at least spending money on these efforts, because it seems like you would need to start getting the word out. And we've mentioned, obviously, the school board hasn't taken action on this yet. All those things considered, where does your campaign stand? Adam, I'll ask you first.
Yeah, I mentioned I'm waiting for Ms. Gill to actually come in. I would hate to throw this out there and her not have a say or anything. So I want to sit down with her.
That's the new superintendent. She will be for District 186 come May.
Yes, and I want to sit down and talk to her because we know if it doesn't happen this summer, that means for November, because it has to be on down there on the down at the county by August for the November election. And then March, we probably won't see anything on March because, of course, you're going to have numerous school board members up for election, and some might not run again. Some might be running for other offices. So you'll have a whole change. So this could be changed, or this might not be a conversation at all this time next year.
And Catherine, where does your group stand right now as far as campaigning for this effort?
Well, our group continues to grow. We meet every other week. We have house parties where we bring in just parents we know. We spread this by word of mouth. So we're working on all fronts to bring in parents, to bring in teachers, to bring in community leaders, and anyone who's concerned about the schools in this community. We did have a sit-down a couple of weeks ago with Jennifer Gill. We're very excited about her coming in as the new superintendent. And we're just continuing to do the hard work of grassroots advocacy for this cause. And, you know, everybody we talk to, again, understands the need for something to change here so that we're not increasing our class sizes, we're not cutting things like technology that are absolutely essential for students in the 21st century. And the bottom line is we need a sustainable, funding source that the community can get behind, take responsibility for their schools, that can see us into the future and so that we're addressing the problems that we actually have.
And Adam, you mentioned earlier that if a referendum were to get on the November ballot, that would need to be approved by the school board by August. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any time in the future that you can see or that's planned for the board to approve a referendum, be it for a countywide sales tax increase or property tax increase?
You know, I've talked to numerous board members and where they stand on stuff. Some might be in the middle, some might not be for a referendum, and bring towards each school board member a legit plan for a sales tax. I think I could push it through, but I need the board help. And like I've spoke out with my sub-district that represents North End of Springfield, I'm totally against a property tax, and I've talked to numerous board members that are on board that would be against a property tax, because of course that's a bill that no one likes to have. So it just depends how much I push this for. And of course, Ms. Gill, the superintendent coming in May 1st, would really have to be in support. And I think that's one thing I talked to Ms. Gill, that McLean County, where she is at currently right now, is actually doing a sales tax that has been backed by the Chamber of Commerce and the Farm Bureau up there also, which is a huge thing to have behind that in McLean County.
Let me respond real quick to the assertion that nobody wants to see that property tax bill increase. You know, I'm sure you know your sub-district, but you know, a sales tax is much more regressive than a property tax. It's taxing necessities that working families are spending money on, whether it be clothes or gas. And when you talk about a working class area, you're talking about an area where people are taking more of the money that's coming in their paycheck and spending it on things that are sales taxable. And I don't think that's a bill they're going to want either.
And Adam, I did want to ask, too, is your main opposition to the property tax idea then just that you don't think you could get enough support behind it? Or is there other problems you see with that idea?
I think that's every board member's thinking, is that it can't pass. And people have already, we get letters all the time at our houses and calls and emails about the property tax. And I mean, and they know that the board hasn't talked about this. It's Invest 186. So, but that's the thing. That's where I stand. That's where most of the board members stand.
You're listening to WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined by Adam Lopez. He's the vice president of the Springfield School Board, and he's working on a proposal for a countywide sales tax referendum. If approved, that money would go mostly toward facilities in the district. Catherine Eastfold is a member of the group Invest in 186. They're pushing for a property tax referendum. Catherine, how much money could be brought in if this were approved by voters, based on your estimation?
We haven't yet set, and this would be up to the school board, of course, to set the amount of that levy. The amount that we've been talking about is somewhere around $9 or $10 million. That's just been kind of a ballpark figure that we've thrown out, but it could be lower or theoretically higher. We want to have that conversation with the school board as we go forward about what's needed to sustain education funding in the future in a long-term kind of way, so that we're not just stopping the bleeding and we're not cutting every year, but we're also rebuilding reserves. But we also don't want to overburden the average taxpayer. But the kind of levies that we're looking at, we're talking about maybe 10, maybe 12 extra dollars per month for the average homeowner. We're not talking about a huge increase. But we are talking about a fairly large amount of money for the education fund. As I said, the board approved $5.5 million in cuts this year. I think it was around $6 or $7 million last year. So $10 million would take care of that easily and allow for a building up of reserves. I believe the numbers that I've heard from Adam, that I've heard from Joe Basco, who handles the business side of things for the district, maybe around $1.2 million out of the education fund, that money coming in from the sales tax could replace, could free up in the education fund for spending on teachers and programs. And that's just minuscule compared to what the property tax could bring in, and it's only a little more than a fifth of what was cut this year.
And Adam, technically, the money brought in through a countywide sales tax hike would have to be used on buildings. How do you see that helping the district?
A lot of schools, about every school so far in the district, and of course, I went to Springfield, and I graduated from District 186, so I know all the schools. And right now, I went into a school last week for an example. We have people teaching out of a closet. And that's, you know, we have six kids getting taught in a closet, which is not fair to District 186 and fair to the taxpayers or parents or the students. So I believe a sales tax, we could start building some bigger schools. We have a lot of small elementary schools. I think moving forward, the superintendent, Ms. Gill, can sit down and we need to start condensing some of these schools. We have too many elementary schools, and you've heard everybody talk about that. We need to build some bigger, nicer schools that can withstand what we want to do, and we can have properly teach the students in District 186. School funding is very confusing, and how money can – there's different – you have your ed fund. You have your, ones that can be just used for buildings, TORT fund. There's a lot of different funds and how those can intermix with each other. It's very complicated, and that's why I leave it to our business personnel to deal with that. But there's ways of helping out the ed fund in that. And for passing-wise, I mean, that's the reason a sales tax can pass. My belief is a property tax is just so hard to pass in Springfield.
Well, I did want to respond to what Adam said about that he believes that a sales tax would be easier to pass than a property tax referendum. You know, I think anytime you talk about raising people's taxes, obviously there's going to be some immediate opposition and you're going to have a lot of convincing to do. I think that the property tax referendum has a better chance. I think that, the city did just raise the sales tax in the city of Springfield. 2010, there was a referendum on a countywide sales tax, similar to what he's talking about doing now. And in that referendum, you know, the county, Adam talks about the support of the other superintendents in the county, but it wasn't the county that was the problem. It was the city of Springfield. And that vote, the referendum lost, I believe, 55-44. So it was not all that close. And, you know, I always say that nobody's going to turn down free money. So in this case, the lion's share of the student population in Sangamon County is in District 186. So it would be sufficient for the District 186 school board members to stick their necks out and put their credibility on the line to put this on the ballot. All the county superintendents would have to do is basically sit there and say, you know, we want this money to come into our school buildings. But then it would be the voters of Springfield who would be asked to subsidize new buildings in Chatham, new buildings in Rochester, when we have a lot of challenges as an urban school district that those districts don't have.
You're listening to WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm talking with Catherine Eastfold. She's part of a community group urging the Springfield School Board to support a property tax referendum. Adam Lopez is vice president of the board. He thinks a better idea is pushing for a countywide sales tax hike that would help all schools in Sangamon County, though money brought in would have to be used on buildings. At the end of the day, I assume both of you are pushing the issue to raise more funding for Springfield Public Schools through tax money because you're worried that state appropriations and other money coming in, most of which is from property taxes, is not enough for the needs of students. So I want to give each of you a chance to talk about those concerns before we wrap up. So Catherine, do you want to go first?
Sure. So we're facing a state budget crisis here because the income tax increase that was implemented in 2011 is without further legislative action going to expire at the beginning of 2015. And if no new revenue is substituted, that's going to mean, I believe, about a 14% cut in all discretionary spending, of which education is a part. What that's going to mean on the ground is almost $1 billion cut from education. Now, we already only see 89% of what we're owed in education funding, and that amounts to about $5 million, which is almost as much as the board voted to cut this year. So you're talking about prorating that funding even more next year unless state politicians step up and essentially vote for another tax increase, which we know politically is going to be very, very difficult for them. There are some education funding reform proposals that are on the table. I think some of them are promising, but education funding is a very, very difficult area for state legislators because it's an area where there are always going to be winners and losers, and it, of course, does get very political. And so, personally, I'm not counting on the state to come in and be Superman and save our schools. I think it's time that we have to take responsibility and step up and ask ourselves what we want our schools to look like for our community.
And so, Adam, where do you see students being hit hardest when it comes to these gaps in the budget?
The board, first of all, has to relay these cuts to the kids, and the kids do lose out. And I agree with everything Ms. Eastfold said. I think the biggest hit is on the technology, where you're seeing a lot of the elementary, we're trying to do the one-on-one. I was in schools and what these kids are using, and now we have to cut back. We're not only putting $600,000 in technology funding. So we had to make sacrifices, and I think we're going to lose out on that. And the kids down the road, you know, that could have a hard hit. But I agree. I think as a school board, we have to reach out to our legislators. I listened to News Channel 20, and they said, don't call your school board members. Call your state legislators. Those are the ones that are doing this. And we agree about the $5 million shortfall. That's where we're at. And also, you have to look over the spending over the district over the last 7 years is the biggest thing. And I think that's where everybody's missing out. And look at the spending habits. And that plays a big role in where we're at today.